Oh man, I knew you would hate pick the men's journal article. I almost didn't send it because I was like, this is stupid. And then I was like, oh right.
Yeah. That's the point.
That's the point. Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 641. I'm Sam Ginsberg and here is our host, the biggest Steelers fan I know. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
That's not... I guess I should have seen that was a trap when you asked me what my least favorite team was.
Right.
But it was so inartful.
I've never been known for being artful.
That's true.
Dodger, certainly. Dodger. But artful? Yeah. No. We both made same joke, and then I looked over at Emily, and she just shook her head at me. So the energy is immaculate.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. We've got some stuff to talk about. I don't know, a bunch of articles that aren't very good, I guess, is what we've got to talk about. So, at least we've got some crispy Foley over here.
You know me.
I do. I know you it feels like many lifetimes. Nothing on that, though.
Yeah, I spilled just a tiny bit trying to get a good audio in there. Do we already have a kid yelling?
I'm being summoned.
Okay. Sick. It's going to be a good episode. Well, I was going to have our other guest, Three Stacks, go, but she sprinted off mic. So why don't you tell me, how about your beer?
Sure. In a manner of speaking, this is Emily's beer. I don't know if I've told you about this rule that we have in
the house. The rule? Yes. Where if she has a beer for too long, it becomes yours?
Yes. So yes. I don't know if you can see. It probably won't show up on the video super well. Can you tell what that says?
6/6/4/23. 2 years? That's too long.
Yeah, so I'm drinking it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it was never going to taste like anything. So even if it tastes like shit, I'm not going to put an asterisk on this because this is from Azadi Brewing. This is Dusra Basmati Rice Lager. 4.2% ABV. And I really respect them putting the 4.2 right there on the front page, not making me search for it. Like, no, yeah, this is a bitch beer. I don't know how I feel about basmati rice. Just because it's in a lot of dishes that I like, but I don't know enough about rice to be like, this particular rice varietal has enhanced or worsened this dish. It's just in a lot of Indian food I enjoy.
Right.
So I have a positive association with it, but don't actually know how much the basmati of it all has to do with it. It smells like a fucking lager, dude.
Shocker. A rice lager that smells like a lager.
You know, for what it is, that's pretty good. It's super mellow. It's what I think a certain variety of beer fan would call crushable.
Right.
But, you know, it's not that much more crushable than Tecate, and I assume it cost five times as much.
I would have to imagine, yes.
So, you know, it's doing a good job at being what it is, but as a value proposition, it's nothing.
I hear you. I have a beer that I don't think would be considered crushable. I'm 90% sure I've had this, like, just in my personal life, but the spreadsheet said I hadn't had it on the show before, so I'm bringing Unibrow's La Fin du Monde Triple.
Has anyone had it? I feel like someone probably has.
Yes, somebody has. I can't remember who. It was in the spreadsheet, but it wasn't me.
On episode 85, Farber gave it an 8.3.
Okay.
I've also had La Fin du Monde a number of times, and that feels pretty, like a pretty fair rating. I would probably go a little higher, but
yeah.
It's quite good, and it's fair. And he recognized it as quite good.
Yeah. I was going to say it's remarkably fair for Jed.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've had
broken clocks and all that.
Yeah, pretty sure I've had this before, but again, not on the show. So here we go. Triple 9%. It looks kind of, you know, a wee bit unfiltered, kind of the way the Belgians do. Not much of a head, which I'm not surprised because of the 9% ABV. Yeah, smells nice and like you know, spices like clovey, nutmeggy type dealios. It's delightful. Delightful triple.
Yeah, man. It sure as fuck is.
Yeah, yeah. This might be an 8.4% territory or 8.4 territory.
That'll show them. Yeah. That'll show Jed from honestly more than a decade ago.
I will say, I think, I would be surprised that this is 9% if I didn't know. I think triples are usually pretty good with that, but you know, I don't have any fuminess or anything. So, quite delightful. Three Stacks, what do you got over there?
Something even less crushable than yours, I imagine.
I mean, it's only 6% ABV, so more crushable in that regard.
That surprises me.
It's a porter. I have Oso Brewing Salted Caramel Pumpkin Porter. I am getting a lot of nice, roasty, malty, some caramel notes, a lot of coffee notes. No pumpkin, no salt.
I might like that.
So
I only smelled it. I get so much pumpkin spice off that.
It's like a Maybe Charlie Brown Halloween special in here.
I might just have to recalibrate my pumpkin spice meter. I might have had too many.
Well, because you're such a chai slut that like you just assume everything.
You blasted it out already. Blasted out the spice sensors.
It's not really there in the taste.
Yeah,
but that's all I get in the nose.
Well, one of us has a bit of a cold, so.
It's you.
You know what?
It me.
I would never have guessed based on the audio. Never have guessed.
She did like 2 hours ago say to our kids, I can't keep reading you books. I have to save my voice for the show. And I was like, it's that you don't want to keep reading them books. Yeah, but I'm not going to call you out on it.
In my defense.
The five sentences.
They weren't even asking me to read books. They were asking me to read the titles of the other books that were advertised on the back of a book.
Was it just all of Grumpy Monkey's adventures?
Yeah, they wanted me to tell them all of the Grumpy Monkey book titles in existence.
Bro, we have so many Grumpy Monkey books.
Is this a victory tie-in? Grumpy Monkey, Witty Monkey.
Yeah. They should. That would be fun.
It's a very niche market, though.
We're in it. It's just the adventures of Chiboy, Grumpy Monkey, Jim Pansy.
Now
okay. That it is an ape? Yes, I know.
Yes,
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
They're kids, Tyler!
Yeah, so we should be misleading them from the beginning? Is that what you're saying, Samuel?
Honestly, I didn't know the difference between a monkey and an ape until I was in my 20s. I think they'll be okay.
Now is Jim Pansy a chimpanzee, or is he a monkey named Jim Pansy?
He has a tail.
Okay, so, all right, so that's fine then. I'm okay with it. Because that's just his name.
Yeah, blame his parents, I suppose.
Exactly, he can't help that.
The Pansy family just did a bad job.
Exactly, yeah, that's not his fault.
His cousin Norman is a gorilla, who I believe would then be an ape.
Does he have a tail?
Doesn't chimpanzee have a tail? Am I just picturing in my head? I feel like I've seen him prehensile around.
Is it Mandela possible effect. You've seen him swing by his arms?
Or maybe it was his big old dirk!
Yeah, hell yeah.
Got that front tail, dog! Anyway, what's our first article tonight?
I'm enthralled in the tale of Jim Pansy. I need to know what he is. Don't put the phone down. You need to tell me what he is.
Oh,
he's a chimpanzee.
So he's not. No. I was just wrong. He's not a monkey then.
I'm back to being upset.
Wouldn't surprise me if in some books he has tails and some he doesn't. It's like they're not floppy, that concerned with writing canon.
Do you think you own any AI books, like books written by AI for kids? Because that's got to be easy.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all over the place. I don't think we do. The only thing is, Emily's aunt, very nice gesture, subscribed us to the Tiny Humans Read program. So just once a month, we get a box of three or four kids' books. So, like, I can't really vouch for any of those. But, most of the books that we read are by, like, a children's author that we know. And we're like, oh, there's more Piggy and Elephant books. Let's get more Piggy and Elephant books because we like the Piggy and Elephant guy. And he's not AI. But I don't know. I guess are we still on that Dolly Parton tip, or did that run out?
No, I think we still get those till she turns like 5.
Okay.
Middle child turns 5 because we didn't sign the first one up.
I don't know if you know about the Dolly Parton thing. She just, you can sign up for her service and for free they send you books.
That's rad.
It's very, like, as though we needed more reasons for Dolly Parton to be beloved. It's very cool of her. And we have so many fucking books in this house.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to stay mad, but then you brought Dolly Parton into it. So we're gonna dive back into the anger with Men's
Journal. She's kind of my trap card.
Travis and Jason Kelsey's Garage Beer drops Ultimate Man Cave Throne.
I'm sure the thing is that it has, like, beer and a phone charger or something in it. But this shit
I don't think it has, yeah.
It looks so uncomfortable. I like it,
it's so, yeah.
There's no lumbar support. It's like, this looks like a nightmare to sit in.
I agree. I saw that and I was like, that's not a throne. That's a torture device. But, Samuel, this is a garage chair, which is a specialized chair that's used for, like, rolling around and doing work. The lumbar support is incidental to the whole dealio. Most of them are, like, stools, to be honest with you.
So, in that context, this is better. I would say maybe don't call it a throne. Also, don't use the term man cave, because a man cave is not for doing work. A man cave is for recreation.
I would agree. And also, this man cave looks more like a man's grave. But it doesn't have a phone charger. What it has is a cup holder, and it has like a micro keg attachment. So it's just like this leather and chrome.
Is that like a 6-barrel or is that even less?
It doesn't say, brother.
Okay. It doesn't look like a 6-barrel to me, but it could just be.
Oh, hold on. 128 ounce keg.
So it's less than a 6-barrel.
Yeah.
It's
$800 if you want one.
I don't. Where would I put it? In my garage? Between my two cars that are parked too close together, because no matter how I park, my wife gets mad at me.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't love this, but, you know, they're garage beer and it's a work chair. Like, I kind of get it. But it's just, it looks ugly. And the fact that all it has is, like, this little keg, it just feels lazy. Just feels lazy to me. Three Stacks had something really great to say, but no, unfortunately,
she was listening for a child scream, and I think she might have found one.
Samuel,
and
I was making a joke. Yeah.
I wasn't laughing. So I have so many problems with this product.
List them.
I have listed some already.
Okay,
but I would say paramount among them is, if we're going to buy the conceit, which is, like, I don't buy this. This seems like a dumb idea.
Yeah.
But let's say I have a garage or a shed or something where, like, I'm doing woodworking or whatever. And so this chair makes sense. Like, I'm trying to put myself in the best case scenario for the use case.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have... a can of beer and also a keg of beer, apparently, and be rolling all around my garage because I'm just going to slosh it all up.
That's a really good point, Samuel. I hadn't even considered that.
It should be gyroscopically stabilized. Yeah. Would that make it $200 more expensive? Yes. But then it's kind of dope.
Yeah, and it just looks like, I'm sure...
It looks like dog know, shit. It looks like dog looks, shit to look at yeah. and to sit in. Yeah. It looks like yes, dog shit.
Exactly. It exactly. Like, it doesn't even look, like, cool to me. It looks like somebody just, like, spot welded a keg onto a chair. Like, it just looks bad.
You know what it's giving me? It's giving me, what's his name? The misunderstood bad kid from Toy Story. What if he designed a chair?
Sid.
Yeah. What if Sid made a chair? Because it's not evil, but it's like,
yeah,
there's something unnerving and cruel about it.
Yeah. Sid, poor Sid. He was maybe the most creative human we saw in that universe. But he also, like, didn't know that the toys were alive.
Right. It's not fair to him. Like, obviously he was making weird shit. But, like, yeah. If you consider that just be, like, a creative outlet for maybe a troubled kid, like, you know, it's not like he's killing a squirrel and doing taxidermy
exactly.
on it.
Exactly.
He's disassembling and reassembling toys.
Which, as far as he knows, are not sentient.
Right. Like, you can't count the fact that toys can feel against him, because toys do all they can to not let you know that.
Right.
God, anyway, I think the point of this article was justice for Sid.
Yeah. I'm really glad that Three Stacks preserved her voice, you know, because she's just been making good points.
She did have to run away again.
I know. I'm just being mean.
Look, I didn't mean to have to refill a water bottle that was still a quarter of the way full and then unlock an iPad because they pushed a button.
Well, why are they pushing buttons playing television? They're supposed to shut up while the TV's on. That's the whole point of the TV.
Yeah, well, they pushed a button and then they couldn't see the TV. They could only hear the TV.
Yeah.
That's a problem, I'll tell you.
And I guess also, as a hardcore Swifto, you don't want to say anything negative about her husband-to-be and his products.
I think her music is fine, and I think her personality is... I think parasocial relationships are problematic on the whole. This product seems stupid. I feel like it's just going to be... You're going to spill your beer that you've carefully poured from your keg. You're going to bump your keg into everything in your garage. And it's somehow less stupid than the other article that is linked from here about them having made a... can a holder attachment for your rake.
Yeah. Honey, you
yeah,
must...
Yeah, we covered that.
Yeah, you must have gotten blackout drunk when you were listening to our episode where we covered
yeah.
that.
Where we talked about what a fucking stupid idea that is.
Why is
that
all one, of this?
Yeah, that one also should have been gyroscopically stabilized.
I mean, the thing is, a $200 upcharge on a fancy chair is like... People will forgive that. A $200 upcharge on a rake, no one is going to... Exactly zero purchases will occur.
I can't think of many tools that require more jostling than a rake.
Yeah.
Hammer would be up there.
Like a manual saw, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's a fucking stupid idea. They're stupid men, and they're going to sell a million of these.
God bless them. They're actually only going to sell 50, because that's how many they made.
It's even worse. It's one of those. It's one of these meme items where they barely. Yeah. Oh god! Then they should have put they should have decked it out with
exactly
gyroscopic stability and like and a phone charger and like fuck it. Put a VR Shoot headset door. In there. I don't like.
Yeah.
Fine, whatever. Like, go the extra mile or 10 if you're only going to sell so many of these. Charge out the nose and make it actually dope.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to be impractical, you can sell 500 of something that's impractical. But then, like, actually do the damn thing.
People just really need to look at the image. Because, like, why didn't they just mount the keg behind the spine part? Like, it's so unwieldy. It looks so bad.
I think they specifically mounted it this way for the picture so you could see there was a keg.
I feel like you couldn't use the keg while sitting in the chair, though. You still have to stand up to pour a beer. Unless you got, like, weirdly long arms and you're very flexible.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's, like...
It's whack.
a foot and a half away and facing the wrong direction.
Well, I think you and your also gay husband have to each have one, and then you fill them up at each other's stations.
But why would I do that?
Why would you have a gay husband? That would be weird. He probably would not be that into you. I know I have many faults, you telling me about them constantly, but in my defense, I am attracted to you, so that means something, right?
The chair has a weight limit of 400 pounds, which I think is an interesting thing to note.
Rules out part of their market, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I did Google it, and both Kelsey brothers could actually use the chair.
Well,
I'm not
that
good at telling how heavy tall people are.
I mean, they're like big athletes, but I think
they're tall and muscly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not, they've got to be what, like low 300s?
Travis is 250 and Jason's
306. Google's AI. There we go. I'll take it.
The thing is about Jason, now that he's retired, he'll probably lose weight.
Like, probably,
he'll put on
yeah
fat and lose muscle and.
Yeah.
Net lose weight. Unless he keeps, unless he just continues to eat like I assume he ate for his pro career, which was a shitload of shit all the time. Then he'll get fat as fuck.
I feel like that won't happen. Have you seen his wife?
No.
She's a very pretty lady.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it tight for Kelly Kelsey.
I don't think that you do if you have as much money as he does.
I don't know, man. She's a very pretty lady.
All right. Well, this gonna have to look her up.
We were talking about gay folks earlier. This isn't the way that I expected this
yeah
to go.
Yeah.
You should hope he gets too fat, so you can swoop that.
So you can swoop on Kylie. Yeah.
She's gonna get a bunch of money in the divorce, I assume. Yeah, man. She's pretty. Like I agree, she's pretty.
I don't know. I will let you know after the podcast when I look her up. So it's always tough when it's the three of us because we're all so bad at gathering the content. So what have you brought me?
I got our intern to prep me a game for you guys.
Okay. As long as it's not Beers Through the Years.
It's not. I think I might have done this once before, but I forget and I didn't check.
Cool.
Are you familiar with the idea from like 5 years ago, the one gotta go meme?
Yes.
So basically, here are four things. What would you eliminate from your life?
Right. Right.
And so I have five of these. Some of them are really easy, and I think we're just going to run through them. But
okay,
we don't need to come to a consensus. Just I'm going to tell you the four things. You tell me which one you'd get rid of. And if there's reason for hilarious debate, that's allowed.
Okay.
Number one, classic styles. IPA, lager, stout, cider. One gotta go.
I don't really drink ciders. I think I'm going to get rid of cider. They're just too sugary for me.
I would also get rid of ciders. Like, lager is tempting.
But also,
stout is on here, so, like... I think I would go cider.
I drink more lagers, like, you know, like cheap adjunct stuff than I do ciders.
Well, watching for your if I had to guess the football team he roots for, you're from Vermont, so that tells me Patriots, but I feel like you probably don't like the Patriots. Maybe in your Cali days you got into the Niners. That would be cool.
No, I did not.
Who does Delaware root for? Commanders?
Depends where you're at. Most Eagles.
I was going south.
Yeah.
Instead of north.
But Tyler is such a big Steelers fan.
Right. Well established.
Yeah,
Known yep. Steelers fan.
You got that terrible towel hanging in the background behind you there.
Jesus, I forgot about that piece of shit.
What a dumb fucking gimmick.
What
like, every
dog shit.
Yeah. Is, like, stupid shit, but that is the dumbest shit.
So stupid. All right, what's next?
You and me are... what's next is the other person on the podcast having their opinion heard, actually, Tyler.
Oh, I thought she said something already.
No, we just talked for, like, a while there while she listened.
Fair.
I mean, I would probably go lager. I don't drink a lot of ciders, but I think if I went to a bar and the only options were, like, an Angry Orchard or a Budweiser, I would probably still go with the cider.
Yeah, I would go with Budweiser.
Me too.
We're allowed to do that.
We're all human beings in our own right. Number two, American favorites, Budweiser, Coors, Miller, PBR. One, gotta go.
Bud.
I would also say Bud. Honestly, I wish the question were one gotta stay. And
it would be
It would be passed
correct.
Easily. It's like past has to stay and the other ones I don't really care. Bud is the biggest one, so I think I'd get rid of that. I think it's logic.
Yeah. Because kind of
fuck
know.
Them, I guess.
Peeber's my favorite, obviously. Miller High Life is fine, so I'll keep that around. Course, hey, Beer Dan. So Bud gotta go.
And if your beloved Michelob were on here, that would have to stay, of course.
Of course.
Fill your pint glass full of Michelob.
Yeah, wouldn't it be
when are you getting that tattoo, by the way?
I don't have to get a tattoo. Dan has to get a tattoo.
Also, you wouldn't be able to spell your bad pronunciations on a tattoo. So it'd be like a really bad venue for that mockery.
Yes.
Small?
I got to tell you, I don't know that I've ever had Coors, and I don't see any reason to start now.
Kitchen Coors. All right.
Number
three, craft beer lovers. These are four styles. Hazy IPA. Belgian Triple. Hey, we have one of those on here. Coffee Porter. Hey, we almost have one of those on here. And Sour Ale. One gotta go.
Yeah, I just don't like triples that much, you know? I think I'm probably... No, hazy IPAs, obviously. Get them the fuck out of here.
I was gonna say sours.
And that is a perfectly fair answer. Yeah, that's fine. I just really don't like hazy IPAs right now.
All right, pick this side because I know you're not picking either of the other two.
Yeah, I would probably also go sour, but I do like sours sometimes. This one I feel like is the first one that's actually been almost tough.
Yeah, agreed.
This one is perhaps tough. Its own way, in that it's all shitty stuff. Seasonal beers, pumpkin ale, winter warmer, spring saison, I don't know that that's a term, and summer shandy.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
These are four styles I don't like.
I know. I think saisons are fine. Saisons stay. Jeez.
I think I gotta ditch the shandy because the shandy is the only one that can't definitively refer to itself as beer.
Yeah.
I still haven't forgiven the Potosi shandy for what it did to me.
Oh, yeah. Potosi Steamboat Shandy, we got at our favorite spot back in the day, and she took, like, a sip of it, and we just left it on the table.
It was so bad.
So bad.
That's fair. Yeah, I think you're right. Shandy is the worst. But I don't really like winter warmers. I don't find a point for that style. What are you doing, winter warmer?
Well, I think winter warmer made sense at a time.
Yeah.
When, like, that was the only way you could get good booze.
Right.
And now there's good beer and also liquor. It's like...
Yeah.
It's totally lost in these cases. All right, last one. This is Global Brews. All right, well, this first one I've never heard of. Weihenstockner?
Oh, yeah.
Was that close?
They're a German brewery, I think.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you, my man.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I think so.
Guinness, Modelo, and Zorro. I'm going to just say this German one I've never heard of. Because these ones are all fine.
Yeah, I heard of that one, but I don't think I've ever had anything by it. I'm going to get rid of Guinness, though, just to make all the Irish upset.
So, we've talked on here a decent amount about, like, the whole thing of, like, well, when you get Guinness at the factory, it's better than
anything.
And for a long time, I thought that was bullshit. But apparently, it's not just, like, ingredient sourcing. They have, in different locales, they have different recipes. So it's fully a different beverage there.
That's stupid.
Forever I've been saying, no, you're there, so you think it's better because you're supposed to think it's better. And, like, it's all mental. But then I went to this different recipe, and it's like, no, I like legitimately haven't had this beer. So I can't rate it. I can rate this one in the States that's kind of shit.
But yeah.
That's a beer. It has a different recipe, a different beer I've never had. I don't know.
And that's fair. But I still want to piss the Irish off.
Yeah, fuck the Irish. The Irish and the French Canadian man. I'll be ditching.
I don't know. Modelo. Because
you're a Dos Equis.
Yeah. If I want... stylistically appropriate beverage with my let's be real, we live in Wisconsin Tex-Mex food, probably just gonna get a margarita.
Yeah, man, margaritas rule.
I'm not into margaritas because of the tequila and it hurts my tummy.
Yeah, well,
you just gotta line it with chips.
My tummy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, that's
just nice salsa.
You make a nice little layer of chips.
I guess.
It's like that story that I heard that's probably apocryphal about McCarthy eating a half a stick of butter before getting drunk because his stomach line was so fucked he needed to put like a fatty base layer to protect himself from the acid.
Damn. That's upsetting.
And I don't know if it's true. Is it a shame that I dreamed that?
That's just an upsetting dream. I had a dream last night that I'm just remembering.
Is it a concept?
I guess.
New
I'm
low.
Just remembering it right now.
Go on.
I'm just remembering it right now. Yeah, it's not interesting. I guess, like, I was with somebody and we take a bunch of people hostage, and then I, like, fell and hit my head, and I came into it, and I was like, wow, that was close one. And they were like, this hostage situation was going on for 3 days. And I was like, oh, I was out for 3 days, and we're still in a hostage situation. That's crazy. And that was the end of the dream.
In your defense, you were right. That is crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that, dreams necessarily trying to tell us anything, but I do think sometimes you can trace back to, like, what you were doing during the day or what you might have been think about recently. I don't know where that one came from. When I'm stressed, I often dream about like driving a car that's like partially out of control. But I don't know what's up with the hospital a lot of time. That's a weird one.
Do you get the teeth fall out dreams?
No, never.
The other one is I lost my old bay hat. Like, what, 4 months ago?
In a while, yeah.
I keep having dreams that I find my old bay hat. Like, hell yeah!
So funny.
And the first couple times, I have, like, checked in places where I found it. And it hasn't been there. Emily bought a replacement forever ago. But still like pissed off. I can't find this hat.
You gotta process this trauma, bro.
I'm crying.
I feel like I never remember my dreams. The only times I ever remember my dreams are when they are like extremely mundane dreams that just have like one weird detail. And I'm like,
it's a whole mini segment on a podcast. I like stop podcasting yourself. Just Dave's boring dreams. The one guy has boring dreams all the time. He talks about them. And most famous one is he had a dream that his travel agent was retiring, and as it turns out, she wasn't. The worst is, I don't know if you guys have ever had these. I haven't had them in a while. I was working food service all the time, where I would have a dream that I worked a full 8-hour shift, and then had to wake up, not having gotten paid for any of that work, and go, work 8-hour shift.
Yeah, apparently, that's pretty common. I've never experienced that. Everyone
sucks. Dog.
Every once in a while, I'll dream on like an old job. Like, yeah, for several years after we graduated, I drew that was like Becky Brooks like, taking a shift.
Serving up schlop.
Yeah, but no, I've never had one of those.
I have a question for you about the way you operated at Brooks.
Yeah.
Because you're not a rule follower, but you are something the same for your fellow man.
Yeah.
I'm curious what you would have done with this. They one time had quesadillas as the main dish. And I went up and I got my quesadillas. And I was like, can I get double quesadillas? Because I love these. And she was like, no. One per person, you can come back up. Okay, fine. Sat down, ate quesadillas in like 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And I went back up for more. Oh, for quesadillas. Do you need this time? I got a couple quesadillas. She's like, no. And I got 7 or 8 servings of quesadillas. And every time, she's like, you can't have double, but you can come back. And I was like, do you think someone's looking over your shoulder and they're going to fire you? Just give me my doubles, because I've proven by now I will eat these.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me doubles eventually, or would you have
eventually, yes. I think probably on like the third one, I would have been like, you know, like, I don't want to see this guy's face anymore.
Yeah, everyone always is talking about not liking face.
Yeah. No, I mean, sometimes it was tough, because sometimes, you know, if you were giving people too much food, then like the chef would be like, bro, you got to cut it out. And then you'd be getting it from both barrels. But that was very rare, and also, I almost never cared. So.
Did you ever get a situation where, like, the football guy came up and asked for double steak? Because I feel like then I would be like, damn it, have that steak. I know you're going back here. Juicing up.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the sports dudes, I wouldn't give them double, but I would give them a little extra. Because, like, yeah, otherwise, they're just going to be right back up here. And that like, starts snarling on my line, you know?
It can have your snarled up.
Uh-uh. Unsnarl line is what we aim for.
Emily, name a store from your food service experience.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I go.
Just, some of the fucking customers you could ask for. She made a
this is probably true.
A noodle and chicken casserole, and the milk was just screaming. I don't like it. Well, okay, your sister took 3 bites. She liked it. How many bites did you take? Zero. But I don't like it. Fuck you too, dude.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the kind of kid that I was. I was a little picky when I was younger.
The oldest has gotten better in that now she doesn't stop at the table to check what's on her plate on the way to go wash her hands for dinner and tell me she doesn't like it. Just like...
Incredible.
Before I sat down.
I'm so happy with my dudes. Let's go to some other things that are gross. The conversation.com, and I wasn't talking about whatever slop you feed them. You dump into their trays. The conversation.com brewery waste can be repurposed to make nanoparticles that can fight bacteria. This is a long and somewhat confusing article. It's written by some science nerd who spends a lot of time basically just describing like the brewing process and your stuff. So that's like half the article. But then he gets into talking about nanoparticles, which are obviously very small particles, which have a variety of, you know, medical science uses. And he specifically was working with some silver nitrate nanoparticles. And silver nitrate is pretty cool. You being in like the paramedical field, you know what silver nitrate does?
I have a vague familiarity. And your box was lighting up, so I assumed your audio was coming through, but you weren't saying anything, so I don't know for sure.
Well, I was talking about silver nitrate, silver metal, silver. Do you all know about that sort of thing?
Vaguely.
It's like people, they could turn some blue, right?
Yeah, well, it can, yes. But, like, it's straight up, like, werewolf styles. Like, you can take it to cure disease, or you can just, like, take colloidal silver and, like, put it on your wound, stop them from getting all infected. It's super cool. It's, I don't know, it just seems like magic to me. So he's making these nanoparticles over shit and stuff. And I guess coating them in some of the proteins from brewery waste make them safer. So they don't, like, I don't know, become unstable in the body and cause side effects. Again, it's kind of a long and confusing article. And I don't know. He did some stuff. He made some silver nanoparticles and coated them protein, and they killed E. coli. And so he's like, that's cool. I don't entirely know what the protein has to do with it. Except, like I said, I guess it makes it more stable in the body, but I'm not a scientist, so I just don't really know.
I mean, also, that's not in the US, so it doesn't really tell you much. Like, in the same way as, like, if you don't consider the human factor, bleach kills COVID. It doesn't mean you should inject the bleach. It's like, it's an exaggeration, but like, it kind of applies here too. Like, you need to do testing and organisms for any of this shit.
Maybe, well, I don't know, maybe it wasn't something. I didn't read all the articles.
It seems like they would tell you that it was in rats or whatever. If
it does seem that way, doesn't it?
Or whatever. Can you see?
There's a cat.
Can you see the cat?
There's a kitty. Oh, look at that cat.
How's she your cat doing?
Look up. She's good. I think we told her we named her Petra. She's around somewhere. There she is. She's sleeping. You want to see her? Here, I'll bother her.
It's the first time that Emily has been engaged in the whole episode. That's a cute cat.
She's a good cat.
And a very tolerant cat. You're not holding her great, and she just like, well, fuck me, I guess.
She is quite tolerant. She's pretty young, so she doesn't really have a good baseline on anything, so she's just like, well, I guess it's the way it is. And also, so I think she was born outside, so she was stray for a long time. She's just like, well, anything is better than like eating bugs.
It's warm and I'm fed. So
exactly,
everything else is gravy.
Yeah, why complain? You know, why ruin this good thing?
Fucking, I'll have to sit around. Oh my god,
dogs are different. Dogs.
Fucking,
she's a
barley escaped the yard today.
Did he? Naughty.
Yeah. I think we might need to get our fence replaced because there've been about 5 or 6 slats that I've.
Yeah,
but he got another one today, and just was in the neighbor's yard. And luckily, their yard is also fenced. So, and the reason he went there is his neighbor's out there with his dog. So aww. I think the barley just got to play with this other dog.
But I just laid man through the fence.
I think so. I poked my head out and I was like, calling for him, because usually when I call for him, he comes. And then the neighbor was like, yeah, your dog's over here, dude. So I got to check.
That's pretty funny. Later. Imagine you're just like, I guess. Like hanging out and somebody's dog just busts your fence.
I think the man may have encouraged it.
Oh, you're throwing a lot of shade.
No, well, I mean, he's super nice. I think. I don't know. I actually haven't really interacted with him.
I've always gotten the impression that the neighbors don't like us very much. We're not very good neighbors.
We're an introverted family. But I think he might have called him over because I think I think their dog is young. They were excited to see
socialize.
He's insane, but he's a very nice dog. So that's one to introduce your puppy to. He's just gonna smell that puppy's asshole all the way off, but like not fuck with him or anything.
Indeed.
Anyway, speaking of smelling assholes, what is your content, my love?
Hello.
You're holding up the cat. Me?
Yeah.
So I'm distracted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it working?
Sure. Should we go move on to an article?
I haven't done anything. I never do anything exciting.
That's fine.
You want to talk about Dancing with
the
Stars?
That's okay. We have one more article.
We can talk about Dates of the Stars.
What are you doing?
About
what?
Your trip to Illinois.
I went on a trip to Illinois. It was the most stressful drive I've maybe ever done. I killed the raccoon like 10 minutes in, and that was the least stressful part of the drive. I felt very bad about it, but it hopped out into the road directly under my tire. There was really like a...
Yeah. Sometimes the way it is.
Yeah. I just still had to drive another 2 hours. And be like, all right, I hope there's nothing bigger that jumps in front of my car.
And was there?
There wasn't, thankfully.
Oh, that's good. One time, my roommate in California came home. He was like, I got jumped in front of my car today. That was crazy.
Like, you
guy. Yeah, we talked about this on the podcast, I think, but...
I do feel like I remember you talking about this.
My roommate was driving home, and a suicidal guy just jumped out in front of his car, and my roommate hit him and killed him.
Fuck.
Yeah. But, like, there were no legal repercussions, but, obviously...
How about insurance? How did insurance feel about this?
It didn't really, like, mess his car. He had, like, one of those big old trucks, you know? It's just, like, steel.
Ooh.
And so...
That one is primo for killing yourself.
The guy really made a great choice, I gotta tell you. I mean, no real, like, physical or legal ramifications, just a whole lot of trauma.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure that guy has fun stress dreams.
Yeah,
No, it's
somebody I don't think you ever met.
Okay.
It's somebody we met out there, and, like, we needed somebody to pay some rent. Not necessarily the most stable person before killing a man, either. So it was really something.
And then he became a supervillain. That was the origin story.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They call him the...
Never have I ever. He pulled out, never have I ever killed a man.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, now let's move on to another article. OutsideOnline.com, inside the surprisingly intense world of competitive stuff. I know the whole thing. That's right, we've got another beer support coming out of the woodworks, covered by Dojo. This is Steinholding, also known as Maßkrugstemmen, which is the German name, obviously. So the goal is to hold a, I guess it's like a 5-pound Stein and beer out in front of you for as long as possible. And the person who holds it the longest is the winner, obviously.
So the fact that beer is irrelevant, it could just be dumbbells.
Yeah, sure. I mean... Yeah, I guess.
The weight distribution is different on a Stein than a dumbbell.
It's probably harder to hold one of these than a dumbbell. But, like,
yeah,
the beer of it isn't really relevant. It could
Correct.
Be water.
I think it often is water.
Well, it says that it started as kind of like an old style like drinking game, like typically around Oktoberfest. But now it's more of like a competition type deal. So this is the new beer mile, everybody. We got to get onto our Maskrugstemmen.
Man, there's something mental to me about the challenge of do this as long as you can, as compared to do this as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Because the psychology of do this as fast as you can is like, this sucks, but the harder I try, the sooner I can be done with it. As opposed to this is, the harder I try, the longer I have to deal with it. And I think that like mental hurdle, I mean, I'm not a physically strong man, but I think in addition to that, that mental hurdle would make me really shitty at this, because I would do it for 10 seconds and be like, this sucks, and I'm bored. I want this to be over as soon as possible. Oh, I know.
I can I'll be done anytime.
Done now.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think, so since it's just kind of now becoming popular because, folks are sponsoring it, like beer companies are sponsoring it, and it's, you know, being featured in Oktoberfest stuff. But I feel like this sport, like, is just ripe for an explosion in times. Like, they're talking about people doing it for, like, 1 minute, which is pretty impressive. But, like, what about some of those, like, fucking juiced up bodybuilder dudes? Like, I bet they could hold their arms out for a million years.
They wouldn't even feel it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, my pitch for just on this goes directly back to what I was just saying about which is everybody gets a crazy straw, and you have to look your all the way over your body, but you can drink out of the crazy straw. And so obviously, the faster you drink, the easier you're letting load on your arms, and eventually you finish the beer, and then you're done.
But you're increasing the load on your bladder.
Yeah, I guess, how much beer is this?
A stein?
Like 2.5 beers or something?
Yeah.
I would rather chug 5 beers than have to hold dumbbells out for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think this is tough. I think you could train for this pretty easily, but like, it's really hard to hold something like basically just with your wrist like that, you know?
Are there any shots on here holding them? Because I was wondering how straight they have to be.
There are, it's hard to tell. There are a lot of shots of people leaning pretty hard, in my opinion.
But maybe that's loud. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know the rules.
Yeah, I can only see, there's the one picture of this lady competing, and she seems like she's tilted them forward, probably in a way that is easier on her forearms.
Yeah.
Kind of just as much as you can before you spill, which is probably a tactic. And it seems like she's leaned back, but also maybe that's just other person standing in front of her.
I think it's just the other... No, actually, I can't tell. They're all wearing very ill-fitting shirts, which makes it hard to tell what's going on. But if you look at the top picture, there are a bunch of dudes leaning back as well.
Oh, you know, I scrolled past that one, yeah. It's probably a matter of, like, offsetting the weight. Like, that weight is in front of you, so put the other weight behind you. This one guy's got AirPods in, and just like, what are you listening to? Is this a fair in life? Because that would be funny for me. Emily has something she has just asked my permission to say, and I've granted it.
No, I was just showing you. Local brewery Hop House had an Oktoberfest themed anniversary party for 10 years. Then they did a couple of rounds of stand holding competition.
That's rad. What was the? Does it say what the like?
Best they didn't time? Say. They didn't say what the best time was, which is disappointing. But there's just a bunch of pictures of the owner I think he did all of them. Like, I think he just hopped into every single round of this. They did like four of them throughout the day.
That dude's...
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you can do two max before you start blowing out the arm, like one and one. And then your forearms are just shot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he did better on the first round than the last round.
It's like Zach talking about Holly shooting that gun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you listened to that one as well.
I mean, you told me about it, so I listened in that sense.
And then, that's like really how I'm a fucking loser is. After we're done recording, I'll go talk to her about what we talked about, because I just love it so much. Love of the game, you know?
Look, I listened to probably the second most Bruce Day Tuesday of anyone who's listened to Bruce Day Tuesday.
No, absolutely not. Me and Tyler have you beat.
Do you actually listen after the fact, though?
Well, I'm editing.
I guess.
I listen to every episode I'm not on. And, yeah. If I'm editing them, obviously.
You listen to some that you are on, because you'll give me
that
shit about editing choices. So I know you listen to at least some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I listened to probably the first 200 of them.
Back when you were employed.
That's a lot.
Before you were
just
talent.
That's a lot, actually. That's a shitload.
I mean, like, I used to edit, and I used to actually listen. Just like, you know, because I had more free time in my life.
Because you needed your
taste.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do think Tim probably had to beat.
Yeah, I assume.
Yeah, 200 is actually a lot. I might be in fourth place now that I'm thinking about it. But have we crushed these brewskis, dog?
Just about, dog.
Just about, brother man.
Better than usual, honestly.
That's 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a 16, so I probably put it in 12.
Emily, it's like you're just like falling apart over there.
It's been a week.
I had a panic attack earlier and made her watch the kids for a while I recovered.
Where are the dead? Like today?
Yeah.
Or
today, yeah.
Aw, dog. Well, I don't want to keep talking about it on the cast, but sorry, man.
I've had a few with them. I'm like kind of used to it, but usually it doesn't happen in a way that inconveniences others. It'll just be like, well, it's 8 p.m. and I feel a panic attack coming on. I'm going to go sit in the dark for a while, but like no one else has to deal with it. Or I'll have it at work. And I'll be like, I'll figure out a way to log these hours later. I'm just going to sit under my desk for a while, but this time it's just full on this like. Nope, you have to watch the kids by yourself because I have to go be alone for a while.
I'm sorry, bro, dog. That sucks.
No, I mean, I'm weirdly used to it.
You ever get in the shower?
So I have done that. It has.
Yeah.
And I probably should have done it today. But it kept feeling like it was going to go away soon. And then hours later, I said, this is like maybe my longest one ever. So, which would be the next. Anyway, I had from Azadi Brewing Dusra Basmati Rice Lager. Still don't really know what Basmati Rice is. Other than that, it is a rice, and it's in food. So, lager has a low ceiling, but I do kind of like a rice lager. Like, I think rice lagers are maybe crisper than your average lager.
Yeah, I would agree.
And crispness isn't something that I look for in a lot of stuff, but in a light lager, that is a selling point. So, this is doing lager better than most lagers, but also, it's like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give this a 3.5, which I think might be my highest ever for a lager.
What, a 3.5?
Yeah.
Damn.
I probably get an IPL higher or something like that.
But I mean,
I'm never going to have this again. But I recommend this to anyone who, like, really loves Bud Light or whatever. Like, this is just like, what if Bud Light were better? The end. Did he freeze? Or is he holding really still? Yeah, I think he froze. All right. Small, you might be up here.
Yeah, I had Ozo Brewing, the Carmel Pumpkin Porter. I did eventually identify the pumpkin spice in the nose. I think I just have gotten used to pumpkin spicier things, so didn't immediately pick up on it. But flavor-wise, there's not a lot of that kind of fall vibe. It is a solid porter. It's got some caramel notes. It's got some roasty coffee. And like, in a way that I feel like a porter just trying to be stouts, and this one's not. It knows what it is. It's doing porter well. It's doing salted caramel pumpkin poorly. So I'm going to give it a 6.6 and recommend it to dudes who want to impress basic bitches by looking like they're drinking a pumpkin beer without actually having to drink a pumpkin beer.
You know what fucks me up about it is
the can, yeah.
The can art is giving pecan pie. And when I took a sip and it didn't taste at all like pecan pie, I was like, oh, that's disappointing. But it doesn't say it's going to. It just looks like it's going to.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like caramel dripping off of a piece of pumpkin pie. But it's
got the colors all wrong. Looks like a pecan pie. A much better pie.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree. And I think much better beer. I need to browse the Fin du Monde triple 100% ABV. I mean, it's not rewriting triples or anything.
So I had a famously excellent beer. And I think it would have been better than your beers. Fuck you.
Yes, correct. That is correct. That's absolutely correct. Yeah, it's not reinventing the triple or anything like that, but it is a very very good example of the style. I think I'll get it like an 8.8, and really recommend it to anybody who likes triples. I mean, it's a very good.
It's so beer. Fucking very good.
Yeah, it's really good. Do you know what you're drinking next week?
I might have the one that Jed had last week. Either I'm doing that or I'm going to the beers. He left me. He had four packs.
Gotcha. All right.
To me, so I might have one. I might.
Oh, right.
I might do my own thing because his seemed boring as shit.
Amen, brother. Kinders, I hope things go smoother than they apparently have been going.
Yep. She's just watching.
I mean, that's not just directed at you. It's not.
I know. I'm telling you.
Not just directing
she's,
you.
She's just watching the kids on the camera. She's not listening to
him. Yeah.
I am listening. I'm just trying to not speak at everyone.
Your voice.
I figured.
I think your voice is fine, honestly.
It doesn't.
He's very nice. Fine. He's very nice to say that. You don't sound like bad, but I the only reason I wasn't like damn. Music is that was kind of like a rude thing to say. You know?
Like, no, yeah, I sound sick. I know.
Yeah,
I think I sound worse than I feel, but
yeah,
that's
you
not
sound
really
like
gonna come through in the edit. The way you feel doesn't come through.
I need you to put it in the show notes. Three stacks feels okay.
I'll just leave this part in, dude.
No one's gonna listen. They're gonna read the show
notes.
I'm gonna read the show notes. Delete. I'll have to check the stats.
All right, well,
we got to get out of here.
Yeah, everybody, if you wanted to let us know, I don't know, what's your best home remedy for giving the cold? Email us at brewsdudetuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. Comment on links at brewsdudes.com or skies at brewsdudetuesday. Don't let us keep down. Bye.
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 Comes up here, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need, and take your medicine.